Nesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph, three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis, and we saw a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echon, and we originally explained that the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echon is regarding a case where Reuven wants to give a get to his wife who is a ketana, and the question is, if Reuven delivers the get for Rachel into her chatzah or into a dalet amis, would that be a valid get or not? And Reish Lakish said, Mishum Abba Koyim Badlo, Tana in la chatzah ve in la abba amis, and Rabbi Echon, Mishum Abba Yanei, Oma Yesh la chatzah ve Yesh la abba amis, and we explained Reish Lakish hold that chatzim mishum shlichus is rabbi, and therefore since a ketana doesn't have a din of shlichus, or ketana doesn't have a din of chatzah or dalet amis either, and Rabbi Yechon held that chatzim mishum yodis is rabbi, and since a ketana has the ability to accept the get in her own hand, and as we know, mishidas lishma skitu megureshes, that once a woman knows how to guard her get, then she could receive her get, and it would be a kim of venasim biyada, and therefore the din of chatzah and the din of dalet amis would apply to a ketana as well. And the Gemara previously asked on Reish Lakish, mi ikamanda oma chatzim mishum shlichus. And the Gemara asks a question based on the din b'negei geneva, and our Gemara now begins and asks another question. Reish Lakish, that how can Reish Lakish say that chotzer mishum shlichus? If me command omer chotzer lab mishum yadis rabbi, then how can you say this man the omer that hold that chotzer is not based on yad? But Tanya, but we learned the brayso b'negei get that the pasuk in Pashas Kiseitzei b'negei get states ki yichach yishisha uvala v'hayim leisim sachem be'inav ki matzuba eres dava v'chotzer lasefer krisus v'nasim biyada v'shilchum ibeisai. And we know that the Gemara mis. Sechtes Kedushin learns that from the word v'shilach we learn milame she'isha isa shliach, and from the word v'shlucha we learn she'isha isa shliach, and certainly we know that a woman could create a shliach kabbalah to accept her get from her. The Brisa states v'nasim biyada, that the pasuk states they have to place the get into her hand. Ein le'al yada, you may think that it only would work if you give the get directly to her hand. Gaga chatzeva katfifu minayin, and how do we know that if Reuven gives a get to Rachel and he places it on her rooftop or in her chatzah or in her kafev, that it would still be a valid get? Tamulayma v'nas and as Rashi says, since the pasuk didn't say, and in her hand you should place it, so we learn that you write the get, and then v'nosan, and you could give her the get, and it doesn't necessarily have to be mamish in her hand. And even if Reuven delivers her get to a gag, to a chatzah or a kafev, that would be a valid delivery. How do we know that the reason why you could use a chatzah is based on yad and not based on shlichus? So Rashi says, al mishum yad es rabbi, and the yad mid itzuch v'nosan rabbis chatzah. As since we needed the word v'nosan to be marba chatzah, as the imishum shlichus, if the din of chatzah is based on shlichus, hakvak siva hacha, it already states the din of shlichus in this pasuk, as the pasuk says b'shulchu melam she'isha is a shliach. And by the fact that we can learn the din of chatzah from the din of shlichus, therefore we see that the din of chatzah is mitam yad and not mitam shlichus. And therefore, how could Reish Lakish argue Rabbi Yechon, and how could Reish Lakish say that ketana in la chatzah in la abba amis cause chatzah mishum shlichus is rabbi, if we see clearly that chatzah mishum yad is rabbi, and therefore Tana should have the ability to be koin her get through a chatzah? And the Gemara answers that in a chanami le'in get kuli amalei pligi the chatzah mishum yadis rabbi. There is no question that b'negei get that the reason why chatzah works is based on yad, as we learn from the pasuk. And therefore, certainly Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish are not arguing in the case of a get. And certainly, even Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechon that a tana can't be megreshes if her get is placed in a chatzah or within her dalet amis and ki pligi le'in mitzia. And the only machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon is the tana can be koin her mitzia through a chotzer or through dalet amis. And we continue on daf yud aleph from alf ma'asav yafinu mitzia meget u'ma'asav lo yafinu mitzia meget. Rabbi Yechon holds that we learned the din of mitzia for the din of a get, since a ketana can be mekabel her get in her chotzer or in her dalet amis, therefore a ketana could also be koin her mitzia in her dalet amis or in her chotzer. As Rashi says, ki heich digav get isla chotzer l'ketana gav mitzia nami isla. However, Reish Lakish holds that we don't learn the din of mitzia for the din of a get, and as Rashi says, u'ma'asav lo yafinu me'moinu mi'isura. You can't learn the din of Metzia, which is the din of Mamanis, from the din of Gittin, which is the din of Issa, and therefore the Chotzer and the Dalet Amis of Ektana would not be able to be Koina Metzia. And Rashi continues and points out, that Lemaisa we saw a Braisa on Yoram Ebeiz, B'negeia Gneva, that the Pasuk says, and we learn B'negeia Mamanis that the Galim could be Koina Chayfetz even through his Chotzer. If so, we see B'negeia Mamanis, that's the din of Chotzer, and L'Chay we should say that din of Chotzer is similar to the din of Gittin, and just like the din of Gittin, chotzer mitam yad, therefore b'negei geneva, it's also mitam yad, and therefore there should be no reason why a ketana can't use a chotzer in order to acquire a metzia. As l'maisa, since she's able to be koina metzia with her yad, then she should also be able to be koina her metzia with a chotzer. But Rashi says, that's possible to say, b'negei geneva, the reason why a chotzer works is not mitam yad, but mitam shlichus, or mishum de'in shlichus v'aveir, is tuchel mechtepasam. And Rashi is bothered that l'chira, if it's mitam shlichus, then why would that that be a chiddush, as that is the din in Kol HaTorah Kulo that shlichus works? And Rashi explains the chiddush is b'negei gneiva, that you would think that in shlichus v'aveira, and therefore a chatzah would not work for a ganiv. However, the Torah is mechadish to us that the din of in shlichus v'aveira doesn't apply to a chatzah, and therefore a ganiv can be coined on an item by using a chatzah. And before we continue, let's see the top tesis, as Taisa says, Yalfinim mitziyim meget, hayalfinim havim drabonon, that really this limud is only a limud drabonon, the mitziyas katan lehavim midrabanan, as a katan is only koinam mitziyah midrabanan, and therefore when we say Rabbi Yechon holds that we learn out the din of mitziyah from a get, and therefore a katana has the ability to be koinam mitziyah through a chotza, of course that means on drabanan to a level, and the Gemara continues, or I could explain, just like we prove that there is no machlekes between Yish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon b'negei a get, and everyone agrees that the chotza by a get is mitam yad, and therefore it applies to a katana as well, therefore the same din applies by a mitziyah, and even Yish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechon that we learn out the din of mitziyah from a get, just like a chotza works for a katana by a get, a chotza will work for a katana by a mitziyah as well. And what would be the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Yish Lakish, v'hakab b'katan g'mifli, and the machlekes is, would a katan be able to use a chotza in order to acquire a mitziyah or not? As Masav Yalfino Katan Mitana, Rabbi Yechon says that just like we learned that a katana can be koina a mitziyah through a chotza or dal ramis, therefore a katan can also be koina a mitziyah through a chotza or through dal ramis, u'masav Yalfino Katan Mitana. However, Yish Lakish says we don't learn the din of katan from a katana, and although a katana can be koina mitziyah through a chotza or dal ramis, but a katan would not be able to be koina mitziyah through that chotza or through dal ramis. And keep in mind that according to the Sibay Yisema, it comes out that Yish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon are not arguing regarding a katana at all. And the machlekes is only relevant to a katan, and l'chayr tzarich bia the lashon of Yish Lakish Rabbi Yechon that we had earlier. The Yish Lakish said tana in lachotzer in la'aba amis, and Rabbi Yechon said yesh lachotzer yesh la'aba amis. And according to this teretz of the Gemara, the Gemara's lashon should have been katan in loy chotzer ve in loy aba amis, etc. Ayin sham. The Gemara continues with another teretz v'ibayisemo. Or I could tell you ma'amachado v'le pligi, that there actually is not a machlekes between Yish Lakish Rabbi Yechon at all. And Rashi has two different ways to understand this teretz. As Rashi says, ma'amachado Yish Lakish amal in mitziyah Rabbi Yechon in yget. Yish Lakish was discussing the din of mitziyah, and therefore he says tana in loy chotzer ve in loy aba amis b'negiyah the din of mitziyah. However, in a chenami, Yish Lakish agrees that Tana does have a chotzer and does have Abba Amis b'negei get, and Rabbi Yechon said yesh l'chotzer v'yesh l'Abba Amis, he's referring to Gittin, and certainly as we previously learned that b'negei Gittin, certainly the din of chotzer is mitam yad, and therefore a Tana has the ability to accept her get in her chotzer or in her dal amis, and Rabbi Yechon and Yish Lakish are not arguing. And Rashi continues, inami ma'ar makotin u'ma'ar maktana, that there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Yish Lakish, and both b'negei Gittin and b'negei mitziyah, Yish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon both agree that a Tana is yesh l'chotzer v'yesh l'dal amis. And when Rabbi Yechon said Yesh Lachotzer V'Yesh La'Aba Amis, he's discussing a case of a Ktana by a case of Mitziah, and he's telling us that a Ktana has the ability to use a Chotzer or use Dal Amis to be Koin a Mitziah. And Yish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechon B'negei a Ktana B'negei a Mitziah. However, both Yish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon agree that Lo Yalfinu Katan Miktana, that we don't learn the din of Katan from the din of Ktana, and therefore Yish Lakish is talking about the din of a Katan, and he tells us if a Katan wants to be Koin a Mitziah by using his Chotzer or by using Dal Amis, he does not have the ability to do so. We continue with the new Mishnah. Ra'isin rotsin acha mitzia acha tzvi shava acha gozale shloi parchu va'ama zochs li sadei zochs eloi. And the Mishnah tells us that if Reuven sees Shimon and Levi running into the sada in order to get a mitzia, or he sees them running after a deer that's lame and therefore can't get out of his chotza, and as Rashi says, the hudumi the mitzia, it's similar to the case of mitzia she'ini yochel laretz that can't run u'mishtama b'teich hasada im lo yitlu acherim, and it's considered mishtama in the sada if no one else will take it, or if Reuven sees Shimon and Levi running after birds that can't fly, and prior to Shimon and Levi being coined this mitziah, Reuven announces that he wants his field to be zeicha in these items, and he wants to be coined. So the din is that Reuven is koina, and Shimon and Levi would not be koina. And even if Shimon or Levi picked up the mitziah, or captured the deer, or caught the birds, they would still have to give it back to Reuven. And Ayin in Taisa Divin Maschel Zachseloi, where Taisa says Nira Afagav Dlei Ama Zachseli the Zachseloi, that even if Reuven wouldn't have said that my sada should be zeicha in this item, then the sada automatically will be zeicha in the item based on the kinyan chotza. Kedamrin el, as we learned in Daf Yudam and Aleph, b'negei the kinyan of dal amis that itikin rabbanon delikni ki lo omer mayhave, that once rabbanon made a takana that there's a way to be koina an item through dal amis, that you don't have to announce your intent to be koina through using dal amis. And even even if you didn't announce your intent, you're still going to be koina automatically. And certainly, b'digei chatzo, where it's a din deraisa, certainly Reuven will be koina based on the fact that the deer is in his chatzo, or the birds are in his chatzo, or the metziah is laying in his chatzo. And ayin and taisis will bring is a couple of rayas, and one of the rayas that taisis brings is ba'oi da'om rabbi yisrael chrinda chatzir shel adam koina lo shalom midaitai. And therefore we see afagav v'le amma koni that even though he didn't say that I want to be koina through my chatzo, Reuven will still be koina. And taisis bothered that if so, why did the Mishnah say that va'amma zachsli sadei? Why did Reuven have to say that my sadei should be zeichu for me? And taisis says v'hachin nokat that the reason why in the ratio we said this lashon is actually mishum sefer is based on the sefer that filo amar that in the sefer we will see that even if Reuven will specify and will announce that he wants his chatzah to be koina, it's not going to be koina kivin the rutz kedakai since it's running in its normal fashion. These animals will not be able to be caught inside the chatzah, and therefore Reuven is not koina based on chatzah since it's a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. And ayin the shitu mekubetzes that first brings the pshav tesis and he says yesh aimim shemash amim shesteinu va'amah zachsili lav dafka v'yesh aimim however others say shetzerach shayim zachsili v'zul zel lekona, and if you didn't say zachsili then you would not be koina. And according to the tzad, the shita brings down that he's bothered by the question of Taisis that lemaisa we know that chatzir shel adam koin lo shalom midaitai, and this shita explains that in a chadami, in a normal case we would say chatzir shel adam koin lo shalom midaitai. However, our mishnah is talking about a case where others are competing for this item and they're running after this mitziah, and if he doesn't speak at all then it seems that Reuven is actually being meichel this chayfetz to the people that are running after the mitziah, and that's why specifically in our mishnah you had to say the lashon of zachsili. And as the mishnah continues, if the deer was running in its normal fashion, or these birds were flying through his sada, and Reuven said zachsli sada, that my sada should be zeicha for me, in that case, certainly it's not considered a valid kinyan, because l'maisa it's a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, and Reuven has no control over those animals that are running through his land or flying through his land. And I intend to deal with maschal hayitzvi rotz kedakli, where Taisa says who adin afilu tzvi shava, that even if this deer was lame, but l'maisa it's able to walk, and by the time you'll get there, you won't be able to catch the deer and the deer will escape. Certainly the same din of the sefer would apply, and Reuven would not be able to be koyin to this deer based on this chatzah. And Taisus points out, al ocho de milsim nokat, that the Mishnah is giving us the normal case, the chishurotz kedaka imagiyoi, as if a deer is running in its normal fashion, then certainly no one will be able to catch the deer. The Gemara begins, Amar Behuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Mishmuel, that since our Mishnah is talking about a sada she'ena mishtameres, v'hu sha'im b'tzad tzedeu, therefore the only way that Reuven will be able to be koyin to this deer, or the birds that are flying through his land, or this metziah, is only if he's standing right next to his sada. Because Reuven is standing right next to his sada, therefore he now changes the status into chatzah mishtameres, and that's why he'll be koina. And we explained our Gemara based on Ritva that says that Reuven doesn't have to be standing mamish inside his sada, and as long as he's next to the sada, that would also suffice. However, other Rishonim argue, and they say that Reuven actually has to stand within the sada, and if Reuven is outside the sada, even though he's right next to the sada, it would still not be considered a chatzah mishtameres. In order to explain the din of Rabbi Huda, the name of Shmuel, the Gemara now asks a question, v'tichtle sadeo, d'alachira, the sada of Reuven should be able to be koina for him. Why would there be a requirement for Reuven to be standing next to the sada? The Amr Rabbi Yisrael B'chino, and Rabbi Yisrael B'chino taught us, chatzir shel adam koina lo shalom midaitai, that the chatzah of a person is koina lo shalom midaitai, and even if he's not oyim b'tzad sadeo, and the Gemara answers, hanimidu b'chatzah mishtameres, that's only talking about a chatzah mishtameres, av a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, our Mishnah is talking about a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, and therefore oyim b'tzad sadeo in iloi loi, that if you're standing next to the sada, either inside the field itself, as Taisus and Masechtas Erevin on Daf Tzadik Beis states, or as the Ritva states, that even if Reuven is next to his field and not mamish in his field, that his chatzah would now be considered chatzah mishtameres, and the chatzah could work and be koina for him. However, since the sada is the ein mishtameres, therefore if Reuven is not next to the sada, then the sada would not be able to be koina for him, and the kinyan of chatzah would not work. Gemara asks, "Umi not tamer the chatzah shein mishtameres? He oim b'tzad sadeo in iloi loi." And how do I know that I'm correct that by a chatzah shein mishtameres, if you're standing b'tzad sadeo, then the kinyan would work? If not, the kinyan would not work. The tanya, as we learned in the brisa, b'negeir din of shikha, oim be'ir. If Reuven is standing in the city and he's not next to his field, v'oim and he says, "Yodani sha'im sheyishli b'sada peilim shachu," that I know that there are bundles in my field, and I actually placed them there before I left from the sada. And as Rashi says, "Shenachtu shami daiti v'simachti al peilim shaviyu," and I was samech on the peilim that they'll bring them in. V'shem peilim shachu, and maybe the peilim left them out and forgot about them. Lo yeh shikha, and I don't want them to become shikha. Yoch lo yeh shikha, you would think that Reuven's statement is valid and it would not be considered shikha. I'm a loymer. The pasuk in Pashki Seisei states, "B'negei shikha ki siksa kitzircha b'sadecha b'shachachto im basada loy sasha will kachto lager liyosu l'amana yia." Siman Yivrecha Hashem Elkecha B'chol Masi Yedecha. Since the pasuk says B'shechach To'im Vasoda, that you left To'im in the Soda, and where else would you leave your bundle aside for in the Soda? And therefore the word Soda is extra, and we learn out B'soda V'shechachta V'loi Be'ir, that the Din Shecha applies by a Soda and not in the case where you're in the city. Now of course, right when you learn this Braisa, we should all be asking, that doesn't seem to make sense, as the Braisa started off Yochla Yei Shecha, that you think that would not be Shecha, and therefore you would expect that the Gemara would say Talmud Loimer, that it is considered Shecha, and it is a Din of Shecha even when you're in the city. But the Maisa, the Braisa seems to say the exact opposite, as the Braisa says Talmud Loimer V'shechachta Im V'sada B'sad V'shechachta, that the only time the Din of Shecha applies is if you forgot the bundles while you're in the field. However, if you forgot the bundles while you're in the city, then it would not be considered Shecha. And clearly the words of the Braisa doesn't make any sense, and the Gemara immediately asks this question, as Hagufa Kasha, that L'chari Shver Mineu Bey from the Braisa itself, as Amrit Yochle Shecha, that we said you would think that it's not Shecha, Alma Havish Shecha, and therefore we see that in this case that the Bailam are in the city, that it is considered Shecha, Vinasla Gemara, and then we brought a Limud, Besad Vishachta Veloy Be'ir, Alma Loya Vishecha, and it seemed that it's not considered Shecha, since the Bailam are in the city, the only time that Shecha applies is when the Bailam are in the Sada itself. And the Gemara continues and will now explain the Braisa, Elav Hachikama, it must be that what the Braisa means as follows, that the Torah is teaching us that the Din of Shecha is in the Sada, and therefore, Besada Shechuach Be'ikar HaVishecha, that in the Sada, if the owner forgot first and he forgot about his bundles, and only afterwards did the Poilim forget about his bundles, then that's considered Shecha. And when V'zocha Ulu B'Seif Shechuach Ein Shecha, if at the time that the bundles were already in the field and the owner knew about the bundles and he had Kavana to take them in, and then only at a later point did the Poilim forget about the bundles and the owner also forgot about the bundles, that is not considered a Din of Shecha, as my timer, the Kivin the Koy Gaba, Hava the Chatzir V'zocha Salei. And since Reuven is by the Sada and he's in B'tzad Sadeu, then even though his Sada is in Mishtameris, Lemaise's Sada was able to be claimed these bundles for him wherever they were, and even though he never took it into his house, he was already coining them B'chol Mokim Sheim, and therefore they're not considered Shecha. However, the Gemara continues, Avol Be'ir, if the owner is in the city, Afilu Zochol B'Seif Shechuach, Havi Shecha, even if the owner originally remembered that he had bundles by his Sada, and then ultimately he forgot, that would be considered a case of Shecha. My time at Lesegabe, the Liskele, the Lemaise Reuven is not by his field, and therefore, since he's not Oim B'Tzad Sadeu, and the Chotzer is Ein Mishtameris, so his Sada could not be coined these bundles for him, and therefore the Din of Shecha would apply. And how does this fit into the words of the Braisa? So Rashi says, you would think that it's not considered Shecha. The Pasuk tells us that when Reuven is by the Sada, then he had to have forgotten L'chatchila in order for it to become Shecha. That even if Reuven actually remembered, but the Poilim were the ones who forgot about the bundles, that would make it Shecha, as ultimately, even though Reuven knew about these bundles, he couldn't be coined based on his Sada, since his Sada was in Mishtar Maris, and Reuven was in the city and wasn't by the Sada, and he wasn't Oymed B'tzad Sadeu, and therefore we have a Raya to this Din of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, when there's a Chatzah Shein Mishtar Maris, the only way that you could be coined based on Chatzah is only in the case where you're Oymed B'tzad Sadeu. And the Gemara continues and asks, Mai, how do you know that this is Pshat in the Braisa? And therefore we have a Raya that by Chatzah Shein Mishtar Maris, you have to be Oymed B'tzad Sadeu, Dilma Gzeiras HaKosafi, maybe it's actually Gzeiras HaKosaf, the Besod in the Heavy Shecha, over here, Loy in the Heavy Shecha, that's not based on a Svara, but it's based on a Gzeiras HaKosaf, that when a person's in a Sod and he has Shecha, then it's considered Shecha. But if he's in the city and he forgets, then it's not considered Shecha. And as Rashi explains, Dilma Gzeiras HaKosafi, the Mashma, the Besod Yehi Shecha, that's Mashma in the Pasuk, that's only Shecha when you're in the Sod, Avam Shebo Balabayis Leir, but once the Balabayis in the city, Ein Shechasav, Shechas Paylum Klum, then his Shecha, as well as the Shecha of his workers, would not do anything. As Rashi continues at this point of the Gemara feel that we would have to change the Braisa, and Vahachi Kama, and this is the way that we should read the Braisa, Yochol Heishecha, that one may think that since you forgot while you're in the city, it would be a standard Din of Shecha, and Tamar Loima, and the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that the only time there's a Shecha is only when you forgot while you're by a Sada, but if you forget while you're by the city, and if you pull and forget while the owner is in the city, then any bundles that are forgotten would not be considered Shecha. And will be a gerus in the Braisa that one may have thought that it would be Shecha even though the Bailam are in the city. And Taisi has Vitema that does make sense to say such a Svara that Lefisha writes a list of Rayasa Magia Braisa that because we want to knock off the right that we just brought, therefore we will just change the Gersa to Braisa. Taisi also points out that the Gemara's Teres that we'll have in a moment doesn't work out so well according to Rashi, and therefore Taisi learns our Gemara differently than Rashi, Ayin Sham. And according to Rashi, our Gemara continues and says, Amakra, Lefisha, that you can't tell me that Reuven will not be chayiv for shicha when he's in the city, since we have an extra pasuk that says, and therefore that comes to him in Mabo, that the din of shicha even applies when Reuven remembered while he's in the city, and then he forgot. And the ma'aseh must be that the reason why, when the Baalim are in the city, afilu zachlu b'sev shichoyach is considered shicha, it must be because he's not next to the field, and he's not oim b'tzad tzedeu, and the sodas ain't mishtameres. However, in the case where he is by the field, the Baal HaBayis says oim b'tzad tzedeu, once he knew that these bundles were in his field, therefore immediately his field was able to be claimed for him. And the Gemara continues and asks, haim b'yulei l'lav, that l'maisa the pasuk l'sosha l'kachta is not extra, as we needed to teach us that there's a lav, and once a bundle is considered shicha, you now take the bundle away from the field, and therefore was the makar to imaba shicha se'ir. And the Gemara explains, by the fact that the pasuk should have said that you shouldn't take it and said therefore it's coming to Imamba that in the case where Reuven is in the city and it's a case of Zachal Ubsev Shechayach, that Reuven would be Chayiv and Shecha, because Lemaisa, at the time that Reuven remembered that he had his bundle in the field, at that point he was not Oyim B'tzad Tzedeu, since his Sada was in Mishtameres, therefore he wasn't able to be coined with those bundles. The Gemara continues, Vakatim Boyle Lechatan, Lechayr, this pasuk is not extra, as we still need the pasuk in order to teach us the din of the Mishnah Mesechus Peah, as the Mishnah states, "Shall fun of ein shicha, shall achav ye shicha shehu b'al toshuv." And Rashi explains that we're talking about a shicha of someone that's cutting the tefuah in the field. And Reuven is walking in a field and cutting down the tefuah, and while he's harvesting the tefuah and he's in one of the rows, he started cutting from the beginning of that row. V'shachach l'fun of ul achav, and then he forgot some tefuah that was in front of him and some tefuah that was in back of him. Shall achav have a shicha? Any tefuah that's in back of him already, that would be considered shicha, but any tefuah that's in front of him would not be considered shicha. And l'chayr, we learned this from the pasuk of leisashu l'kachtoi. And as the Braisa states, zeh klal, this is the general rule, kol shehu b'al toshuv shicha, kol she'in b'al toshuv ein shicha. Anything which is included in the issa of going back, that grain is included in the issa of shicha. However, any grain that's not included in b'al toshuv, since it's still in front of you, so the issa of shicha would not apply to that grain. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi states, Amar Kra, that in the Chanami, the pasuk says, l'gal yosav l'amana yiyah, l'mani recha shem l'kecha b'chol ma'asi yadecha, and yiyah l'rabbi shicha se'ir, and the extra word yiyah is coming to him Abba, that even if Reuven is in the city, and at one point he remembered that he had bundles of tefuah in his field, and then either he or the poilim forgot, then since it's a chotza she'in mishtameres, and Reuven is now in the city, and not by his sada, and therefore he's not oim b'tzad tzedeu, therefore his sada was not able to be cleaned of the bundles, and therefore, as we explained, it's considered shicha, and we see a right from here, that there is a din, that by his sada she'in mishtameres, that the only way that he could be cleaned of is when you're oim b'tzad tzedeu. The Gemara continues, v'chein amu'ula v'hu sha'im b'tzad tzedeu, then our Mishnah, when we're talking about a case where the owner will be koina through his sada, that just like Rabbi Yehuda said in Mishmuel, that since we're talking about a sada she'in mishtameres, it has to be that the owner was oim b'tzad tzedeu, and Ula agrees to the din of Shmuel, that the only way that you could be koina with the chotz she'in mishtameres is only if you're oim b'tzad tzedeu, v'chein amu'ula rav v'chana v'hu sha'im b'tzad tzedeu. And the Gemara continues, Esfer Rab Abba l'Ula, so Rab Abba now asks a question to Ula that just taught us that you have to be oim b'tzad tzedeu, and he asks this question from a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin and a Mishnah Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni, as the Mishnah states, Ma'aseh Rav Gamliel Zakenim Shari Bayim Besvina. There was a story of Rav Gamliel and his Kenan that were coming in a ship. And Rashi tells us that Rav Gamliel remembered that he didn't take off Ma'aseh, and Rav Gamliel was bothered by this fact, Umil Asram Basher Usham, and immediately he went to take off Ma'aseh. And as we will see, Rav Gamliel will take off Ma'aseh Rishon and give it to a Levi. And since it was the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, therefore Rav Gamliel was chayv to take off Ma'aseh Ani as well, and he will give that to an Ani. And I in the bottom Taisus Diva Masal Isa Shani Asal Lamud, where Taisus brings from Rashi Maseches Kedushin that Rav Gamliel was scared that maybe the family members will be soimach that he took off Ma'aseh and they'll come to eat tevel. The Chazaka Chava Shein Moitzim Tachz Yada Dov Shein Mesukin, as his family will rely on the fact that there's a Chazaka that the Chava would not leave without taking off the proper Ma'aseh from anything that's not Mesukin already. And Taisus bothered on Rashi Pshat Bekasha Dainu Dafka Bechava Shemes Oy Bohilach Ve'im Bedait Loshav Ad Yom Rabim. We only stated this Chazaka by a chover that dies or a chover that's going to travel and he doesn't tell anyone when he's going to come back and he's going for a long extended period of time. And Taisa continues and asks, for oid lomen nasma rabbi shul rabbi kiva yikar lam shem v'lo yoysa, and l'chari, in order to make sure that periods are mesukin, you don't actually have to take off the maisreis, but you could just be kari shem, and that's all he had to do. And why did he have to go through this process and make sure that rabbi shul took the maisreishan and rabbi kiva took the maisani, as we'll see in our amabez? And Taisa continues and asks another question, and then Taisa says, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains the Shnas HaBiyah HaYisa, that was the year of Biyah, and he already took off all those maisers for yitzarach loitziyam mitachas yadai. And at this point, since it was his manabiyah, so therefore Rabbi Gamliel had a chiyav and a responsibility to make sure to give his maiserishin and his maiser ani and make sure to actually deliver this maiser to the levi and to the ani. And at the top of Taisus on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Taisus continues and brings a raya that it must be that it's talking about bia because this maiser Gamliel is learned to Maseches Maaser Sheni right next to other mishnayos which are dealing with dinim of bia. And Taisus also continues that as we will see, that Rabbi Gamliel will only be concerned about maiserishin and maiser ani. And Taisus asks that why didn't Rabbi Gamliel take off Truma Gedolah as well? And Taisus states v'yishleima the Truma Gedolah Tarim Shenaseh Frisha that really Rabbi Gamliel already took off Truma Gedolah before he went to travel. V'nasna and he already gave it to a kohen. L'vishakalah heis lahafish techita akas petes zakri v'nitel boimid. It's very easy to take off Truma. It's all you mechuyev to take off for Truma is only one chita and one kernel, and you will already be potter from taking off Truma. And even though we take off 1/60th of the Truma, the mice, it's still much easier to take off Truma than take off mices, because b'negei Truma, you could just do an estimation and b'negei mice rishon and mice ani, you have to take off exactly 10%, and therefore it was much harder for Gamliel to take off mice rishon and mice ani prior to leaving on his trip and on his journey. And then Taisus brings another tarage, that's talking about a case where the tefuah was already in the house for Gamliel, and we know that Truma Gedolah is mafrisha b'sada miyad achem ruach, that Truma Gedolah is taken off in the sada immediately after Meruach, and therefore in a chanami, Rabbi Gamliel already took off Truma Gedolah. However, now that he knew that his peers came to his home, so he knew that he's chayev to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, and that he didn't take off prior to leaving. The Mishnah Maseches Maaser Sheni and Maseches Kedushin continues that Amar Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel stated, Isa Shani Asad Lomud Nosan Yeshua, that I'm hereby being makter to Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya, the Maaser Rishon that eventually I will measure out, and Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya should be coined that immediately. And as Rashi points out, Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya was together with Rabbi Gamliel on the Sfina, and Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya was a Levi, and therefore he was able to take Maaser Rishon. And Rashi brings a riot that he was Levi from a Gemara Maseches Erechin. And we continue on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis Umekayim Muskalai. And in order for Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya to be coined these periods, so Rabbi Gamliel rented him his chotza where those periods were, and Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya gave money to Rabbi Gamliel, and this way he was able to be coined this chotza based on schiris from Rabbi Gamliel. Now that Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya had a right to the soda and it was considered his chotza, therefore Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya was able to be coined these periods and the Maaser Rishon from Rabbi Gamliel. And as Rashi says, Lafisha Metatlan in coined Ala Eba Meshicha Oichatzeir Tikloi. In order for Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya to be coined these Metatlan and the Maaser Rishon, you could only be coined through Meshicha or through chotza, and therefore Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya was coined through chotza. And the Mishnah continues, V'isa Acha Shani Asal Lomud Nosan Lakav Ben Yosef. And also, since it was year 3 or year 6 of the Shemitah cycle, therefore the Maaser Ani that will eventually take off, I'm giving that to Akiva ben Yosef, as Akiva ben Yosef was the Gabbet Tzedakah, and he'll be Zeicha in the Maaser Ani for Aniyim, U'mekayim Muskalai. And once again, Rabbi Gamliel leased the Chatzah where these periods were to Rabbi Akiva. This way, Rabbi Akiva was able to be coined in the Maaser Ani based on the Kinyan Chatzah. The Gemara now continues, and Rabbi Abba now asks this question to Ula, V'chi Rabbi Shur Rabbi Akiva b'tzad Tzedeo Shav Gamliel Ha'imdin, Tal Maaser Rabbi Shur Rabbi Akiva weren't on the side of the Sada Rabbi Gamliel. And even so, we still see from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were able to be coined these periods based on a kinyan chatzah, even though it was a chatzah shein mishtameres. They were both in oimah b'tzad tzedeu, and l'chayr it is against the din of Shmuel, against the din of Rabbi Bachana, and against the din of Ula, that the only way that you could be coined by a chatzah shein mishtameres is only when you're oimah b'tzad tzedeu. The Gemara continues on Malay, so Ula responds to Rabbi Abba, Dami haimer abonon could lay gamer in shishmaitza. Ula said to Rabbi Abba, and referring to Rabbi Abba, he said that seeing that this Talmud Chacham is similar to a person that didn't learn anything at all, as the answer to this question is very poshut. And Lemaisa Ula did not answer Rabbi Abba's question, and Rabbi Abba still didn't know what Ula's teretz was, and therefore ki asal surah, when Rabbi Abba came to surah, omaluhu, he said to them, hachi oma Ula, that Ula has said that when you have a chatzah sheinu mishtameres, that the only way that you'll be koina is v'hu sha'imu b'tzad tzedeu, v'hachi yisvusei, and this was my question to Ula, as I asked him the question from the Mishnah Masechtas Maaser Sheni and the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, and Lemaisa Ula didn't tell me a teretz, and the Gemara tells us that in surah, omaleh hum rabbanon, that this Talmud Chacham said to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Gamliel matatli agam b'kakoy hiklem, that the reason why he didn't respond is because when Rabbi Gamliel said that he should be koina based on being seicher the chatza, he didn't mean that he should be koina based on chatza, as in a chenami you couldn't be koina since it was chatza she'in mishtameres. But Rabbi Gamliel was telling him that you should be koina kaka, and then agam the kaka you'll be able to be koina metatlin. And even if this metatlin was not actually in the kaka, these periods that Rabbi Gamliel was giving to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel as maaser rishon and Ani were really in a separate psada that the kinyan of Agav would work. And as we know, the chosim she'in lemachrayas nicknam and the chosim she'ish lemachrayas because of b'shtar of chazaka. The Gemara continues. Rab Zera kibla. Rab Zera was mekabel his teretz. Rab Abba le kibla, and Rab Abba was still not happy with his teretz. Rav and Rav said Rab Abba shapa over le kibla that he did properly by not being mekabel his teretz. The Maisa doesn't make sense that the way that Rab Akiva and Rab Yeshua were going to be claiming these periods were based on the din of Agav. As L'chira, it would have been even easier for them to be koina based on Kinyan Suda and based on Chalipin. Why is it that Rav Gamliel made it so complicated that he had to be Seichem Mekoimai if L'chira he could have just been Makdan appears to them based on a Kinyan Chalipin? Therefore, Rav explains, Elo, Tavis Hanoa, Inamam, and Liklis Mimeno, Bechalipin, and it must be that the reason why Rav Gamliel felt that it wouldn't work by doing Chalipin is because we're dealing with Matanis over here and we're dealing with Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani, and certainly Rav Gamliel doesn't have any real ownership of the Maiseris, and Rav Gamliel's only ownership rights is that he could go and give it to whomever he wants, and which is called Tevis Hanah, and L'chira, since Tevis Hanah is in a mamin, therefore Chalipin doesn't work, and that's why Rav Gamliel did not tell Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua to just be kind of payers through Chalipin, and therefore Rav continues, Hachinami, Tevis Hanah, in a mamin, Likris Al-Gabi Kaka, and therefore, since we're only talking about Tevis Hanah, and Tevis Hanah is not considered mamin, therefore you can't be kind of Agav Kaka either, therefore Rav Gamliel was not able to be makin the payers of Maiserishin and Maiseroni to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva based on a kinyan of Chalipin or a kinyan of Agav. And as Rashi says, therefore Rav hold that Rabbi Abba is correct that it must be that the way that Rabbi Gamliel wanted to be makin the payers to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva was based on him being mafka the payers. And as Rashi says, El Afkuri ba'alma afka gabayu, the Maisi was mafka the payers to Rabbi Kiva and to Rabbi Shua, v'chi oigluhu makim konsloi, and once he rented them this space, then they were able to be coined the payers, b'teris chotzer k'sha hefka, based on a din of chotzer. And L'chir Rabbi Abba's question is still correct, that L'chir, how could it be that it was coined based on chotzer if it's a chotzer she'inim mishtameres, and both Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva were on the ship together with Rabbi Gamliel, and they were an oymid b'tzad tzedeu. Therefore L'chir, it's still a raya against the shita of Ula, against the shita of Shmuel, and against the shita of Rami Bachama. The Gemara continues, V'loyi, and Rabbi's problem with the teretz of Ahum Rabbanon, that Rabbi Gamliel was makta to them by using a kinyan agav, is not a question, because Matnas Kuna and the Sinek Sibu has been negated all Matnas Kuna, as well as the Matonis that go to a Levi and Maisa Oni, the Terry use the Lashon Asino. The Pasuk in Pasuk Kisavei states, V'nasat Levi lager le'asub la'amana v'ochlu b'sharecha v'saveu. We learn that when the Pasuk says, V'nasat Levi zem Maisa Rishon, lager le'asub la'amana zem Maisa Oni. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Chalipin derek mechamam kahu, that Chalipin is a standard way to be kind of merchandise and to make transactions occur. And therefore, as Rashi says, L'fikach os la'klesim b'suda derek mechahu, she'zen nesan le'kelev tachtein, v'nir zek mechalai. And therefore, it's actually also to be makna maiserishin or maiseroni by using a handkerchief and using the method of chalipin, because that is the standard way of a transaction that someone gives you a keli in place of the item, and therefore, in this case, it would look like you're selling it to the kohen or selling it to the levi or selling it to the ani, and therefore, Rav Gamliel specifically couldn't use a suda and couldn't go and do a maiser chalipin with Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, as it's also to do so, as it looks like you're selling the maiseroni and the maiserishin. However, mitaltan aga mikako and the sin alamtahi, but when someone is kohen mitaltan based on a kinyan kaka, and that is a proper nesina, and therefore there was no problem for Gamliel to rent out a piece of kaka to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, and this way they were able to be kohen to the periods in any place that they were based on a kinyan agav and based on the cloud that nechosim she'in l'machayis nikdim nechosim she'ish l'machayis because of b'shtar v'chazaka, and therefore the Gemara comes out with the teretz for Ula, for Rayim Bachama, and for Shmuel, and inechanami Rabbi Gamliel could not be makna the periods of Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva based on a kinyan chatzah, because it was a chatzah she'in mishtameres, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva were not im b'tzad tzedeu. As we explained, Rabbi Gamliel also couldn't be makta to them through chalipin, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was actually makta to them through a kinyan agav. Gemara continues with another teretz. Rabbi Papa Amar, Rabbi Papa explains, das acheres makna is in shani in chanami. The only way that an owner could acquire something by using a chatzah when it is a chatzah she'in mishtameres is only if he's im b'tzad chatzeri. However, that is only the case, for example, by hefko or by mitzia, where there's no das acheres. However, since in the case of Rav Gamliel was being makhnan and maisa'oni and maisa'ishin to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, so in that case, with his das acheres, and even though it's a chotzah she'in mishtameres, there is no requirement for the owner to be b'tzad tzedeu in order for him to be able to be kleino. And Rav points out that this teretz Rav Papa is a dechia, that Rav Parah comment to Kedusha, a sikna, that Rav Gamliel metatli agav arak, no hilkach leisel to Rav Papa, and therefore we don't hold like Rav Papa, and we have to give the first teretz of the Gemara in a chanami, even where there's a a case of Das Acheres Maknei Son, but if there's a Soda She'inim Shtameres, then you can't be Koina unless the one that wants to be Koina has to be Oymed B'tzad Sadehu. And Rav Gamliel was Maknei the Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva by using a Kinyan Agav, as we explained. And our Gemara now continues, Umenot Temer, that our Papa says, that how do I know that once it's Das Acheres Maknei Son, that even a Chatz She'inim Shtameres would be Koina? The Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Ra'os and Ratz and Acha Metziah, that if Reuven sees Shimon Levi running after Metziah, or after a lame deer, or after birds that are not flying, and Reuven says that my Sada, which is a Chatz She'inim Mishtameres, should be Zeicha in these items, then the din is that Reuven is Koina. That the only way that his Chatz could be Koina these items is only if Reuven could run after these items and reach these items before they leave his Chatz. And Rabbi Yemi asked the question, what would be a din but the gay matana? And for example, if Reuven gave a deer to Shimon as a matana, and the deer was in Shimon's rishus, and the deer was lame, and by the time that Shimon went and tried to get the deer already left his rishus. And at this point, Reuven wants to be chayzer from the matana, and the question is, could Reuven be chayzer because Shimon was never koina the deer, or do we say that Shimon was koina the deer because the maisa was in Shimon's chatzah, and even though it was the chatz she'inim shtameres, but the maisa das acheres is makna his son, and therefore, even though he was not able to reach it, the din is that he's koina. And Rav Papa continues, that Rav Abba Bar Kahana held that even though Shimon runs after the deer and he's not able to catch a deer prior to leaving his rishos, that Shimon is still koina the deer and Reuven can't be chayzer from the matana. And l'chayri my time, what is the difference between the case of matana and the case of mitziah? La mishum the das acheres maknei son shani. And therefore we see that since b'negei matana this das acheres and Reuven actually was maknei to Shimon, therefore Shimon could even be koina it, even though he can't reach the animal, and even though it gets out of his chatzah prior to him to getting to the animal. Rav Papa therefore says that similarly, b'negei the case of Rav Gamliel, since there was das acheres maknei son, therefore even though it was a chatzah she'inim shtameres, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva were on the ship and were next to the soda, that the din was that they were able to be koina the payers, even though they weren't even b'tzad sadehu. And the Gemara continues and yes, amri Rav Shimi Rav Papa, so Rav Shimi yes Rav Papa, hurry get the das acheres maknei son. We know the case of get with his das acheres to be maknei the get to her, as Reuven's giving the get to his wife. And Ba'am Ula, and Ula himself states, that if Reuven delivers Rachel's get to her house or to her chatzah, the only way there will be a valid get is if she's standing next to her house or next to her chatzah. And L'chir, since B'negei a get is Das Acheres Maknei Son, so L'chir, according to her papa, why would Ula require that she has to be next to her house or next to her chatzah? If L'chir, even if the bias is Einim Shtameres or the chatzah is Einim Shtameres, it should still be clean for her. And the Gemara responds that her papa will say, Shani get to Issa Bal Kochei, that in the Chinami, a get is different, that since Reuven could give a get to his wife Bal Kochei, therefore the only way that her chatzah will be able to be cleaned for her is only if she's Oyim B'Tzav Besa or Oyim B'Tzav Chatzera. And as Rashi says, Shani get to Issa Bal Kochei, Shu Nesin Lav, Vole Nichla L'Megasha, that since he gives it to her and she really doesn't want to be divorced, therefore we had to make sure that not only will it go into the chatzah, but she also has to be next to her chatzah. And the Gemara continues that L'chir, this teretz of Shani get to Issa Bal Kochei doesn't make sense. As Mask of Law, Rav Sheshes Breeder of Edi, as Rav Sheshes Breeder of Edi now is, V'lav Kavachimahu, isn't there a Kavachimah that tells us Punk Fakat that Ma Gait Isabal Kochei, Yomedes Bitsad Besu Bitsad Khatseri in Eloi Loi, that just like we saw that Ula held, that B'negei a get, which even could be given to her Bal Kochei, and therefore it should be easier to actually deliver a get to a woman, but even so we say that even though it is Das Acheres Makna Isa, but a Maisa, if he delivers the get to a Chatz She'inim Shtameres, then the only way that it will be considered a valid get is if she's Oymedes B'tzad Beso B'tzad Chatzeria, but if not, it would not be a valid get. And we don't say that since it's Das Acheres Makna Isa, therefore she doesn't have to be B'tzad Beso B'tzad Chatzeria. And therefore, Matana B'daite Loi Koshkein, that's certainly B'degei a case of the Matnas Kuna, where Gamliel was being Makna Mais Rishon and Mais Oni to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva. And over there, certainly you need Das Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, as you can't be Makna to them Bal Kochei. And if so, certainly the din should be that even though it's Das Acheres Makna Isa, as Gamliel was being Makna these items to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, and even so, since it's a chotzer she'inim shtameres, so which required Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva should have to be oymed b'tzad sadehu, and the maisa they weren't there, how could it be that they were able to be koina the maisa rishon and maisa oni using a chotzer she'inim shtameres where they were not oymed b'tzad sadehu? The Gemara continues and answers for Rav Papa Elam Rav Ashi, and therefore Rav Ashi explains and we continue to daf yud beis amud alef chotzer s'raboy mishum yad v'legara mishlichus. That really Rav Papa is correct that when you have das acheres makna, then even though you have a chotzer she'inim shtameres, you don't necessarily have to have someone that's b'tzad sadehu. The maisa So lefizeh, we have to be mechalik between the case of Rav Gamliel, where Rav Gamliel was trying to be makna the appearance of Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, and the case of Get, where we said that Ula said that she has to be Oyim B'tzad Tadeu and Oyim B'tzad Besa. And the Gemara explains, because any time you have a Kinyan Chatzah, you have to look at it as two different dinim. Number one, that Chatzah is Mitam Yad, and number two, it's not considered less than Shlichas, and therefore Gabi Get the Chayvula, but the Geir Get, where it's a detriment to her, and in Chavon Adam El Befanav, and therefore we can't say that the way that Chatzah works, but the Geir Get, is based on Shlichas, as we have a cloud that in Chavon Adam El Befanav, and the only way that a Chatzah could be Koyin a woman's Get is only Mitam Yad, and since it's Mitam Yad, it has to be Dumi Yad, and since the Yad of a person is attached and right next to the person, therefore the same din applies, but the Geir Chatzah, that the only way that a Chatzah could be Koyin for a person, if it's Mitam Yad, is only if you're right next to the Chatzah, and that's why Ula said, even though by a get is das acheres makto isa, but ultimately you still have to be next to the chatzah. The definition of any chatzah is when the person is right next to the chatzah, as is mitam yad. However, gabi matana the schusaloi ben degei the manis kuna and ben degei the maisurishin and maisani in the case of Gamliel over there is the schus and zach la'adam shloi b'fanav, and therefore the kinyan of chatzah can work mitayr shlichus. Certainly, in order for a shliach to be claiming something for someone, the person doesn't have to be right next to the shliach, and therefore a papa hold that in the case with das acheres makna ison, then even if the person is not next to the shliach, then it's considered a valid kinyan. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to be makna the Maisa Rishon and Maisa Levi to Rabbi Shua and to Rabbi Kiva, even with the chatzah, and even though the chatzah was in the mishtameres, and they were not b'tzad tzadeu, because ultimately in this case, the din of chatzah was midin shlichas and not mitam yad. And before we finish, let's just go back to Taisis Dilu Maskel Nosel Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel gave the Maisa Rishon to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, and as Rashi says, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was a Levi, and Taisis is for Imtaima for Kansu Ezra, that we know that since the Levium did not come back immediately for Bayesheni, therefore Ezra made a knas, and he said that the Levium can't take Maisa Rishon, and instead you should give your Maisa Rishon to Kohanim. And how could Rabbi Gamliel give his Maisa Rishon to a Levi? And Taisis answered Vishlema the Sfilei Rabbi Akiva, that Agamara holds a Rabbi Akiva the Amma the Kohanim knas Dafka Levi, that prior to the knas that you Dafka had to give Maisa Rishon to a Levi, Vacha knas the Kohen Ul Levi. Ezra's knas was not that a Levi cannot receive Maisa Rishon. Ezra's knas was that if you want, you could give it to a Kohen or to a Levi, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel had a right to give his Maisa Rishon to a Levi, and he gave it to Rabbi Shua. The Meiri is bothered by the same question, and he responds, the knas of Ezra was only for that generation, and the knas did not extend to future generations, and the knas of Ezra was not in effect in the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, and we will stop over here.